Because if you feel good, you play good. It's a whole, I don't want to say it's a mind thing, but, you know, in this coming age, when players look good and play good, you know, they play good. So hopefully it's going to change a few things.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That was one of the newest members of the Cleveland Browns, Dwayne Bowe, from last night's uniform reveal event. I like Dwayne Bowe. He's got a good personality.
He does.
Interviewed him. What
did
you think?
I did. I thought he's great. And like I said, I got an opportunity, you know, off camera, off air, to catch up with him really quick and reminisce about the my time in San Diego and his early career in Kansas City. And also, too, when I had an opportunity to interview him on this very same show, he's excited about that fresh start. And I just talked about, you know, what I really thought about it. And it was great. He's excited about the Cleveland Browns. He mentioned, you know, that new start, that clean slate. And his excitement to be a part of an event like last night and rock the new uniforms was very exciting for him.
It was good. It was exciting to see him there. 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you about the uniforms. Let's go to Dan in Middleburg Heights now. What's up, Dan?
Good afternoon. going back to 1979, I played and supervised on a national touch football.
Okay.
Touch football team that I played all over the country. We had one of the top 10 teams in the country and played all over, including the Pontiac Silverdome. That being said, we're all Cleveland Browns fans here from Cleveland, so I'm very traditionalist. I picked our uniforms for our team.
Okay.
And I'm very strict on the Browns helmets, but I didn't want any changes, so I'm happy with that. All these uniforms are interchanging all the colors, but I just wanted to share with you. This is going back to 79, and I still have my jersey. What the jersey that Dante Whitner had, the orange with the white pants,
yep.
I have the exact jersey from 79 with the numbers, everything that you see that he had on. And I'm just trying to tell you, everywhere that we went, people love that look, and all the players love that uniform. I predict that'll eventually, even in the stores, be the most popular uniforms.
I think it's very possible. I think that orange on the white is a great look, and the orange jerseys, when you see them, you know, up close, are very cool with the big white Cleveland and, of course, the brown stitching, which at first I wasn't sure about that stitching, but that's grown on me a lot lately.
It has, but you know what would have to happen for us to see the orange much more?
It'd have to become a primary.
It'd have to become a primary, and that would make the brown an alternate uniform.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
That would go against tradition.
That I don't think will happen, but I do like them. Twice a year is not so
bad.
Twice a year is not so bad. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Jesse in Des Moines, Iowa. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Hey, yeah, the uniforms, I have a comment, and then I do have a question. So the uniforms, the uniforms are growing on me. I saw them last night. I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I got on, looked at them, get some better detailed pictures of them. And the stitching, at least on the brown jerseys, look really hot with the orange stitching in them. The only thing I've kind of wondered is, well, okay, I guess this turns into two questions. Is why didn't they go with the white number on the brown jerseys with orange shadowing?
That was obviously a decision. Alex Shiner said they decided to add that color. They thought it looked good the way that it popped. And I think that I know it's something the players actually have liked. And many of the fans I talked to have liked it. I like kind of the boldness of it. And I think it goes so well with one of the combinations that people really wanted to see, which is the brown uniform top with the orange pants, the old school one. Having those orange numbers ties that together very nicely.
It definitely does. And I think that while, as we just spoke a minute ago about making the brown a potential alternate, which we know won't happen because of the tradition associated with that brown jersey, the orange number is so you're getting the brown jersey with the orange new Cleveland trendy look. And then I think that's what they're going for. So in that brown jersey with the old number, with the orange number, you're getting a little bit of the old in the brown jersey, and you're getting the new, the change, the new Cleveland in the orange number.
I think that's right, and I think that, you know, it's a little bit of a change from the tradition while still looking very traditional, which is what I like. It's about respecting the past, building for the future, and let's face it, if these new uniforms can help this team, we'll all be for that, because it is, as we've said, and Alex Shiner just said, it is all about winning here for the Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850 is the way to jump on. Gibbs, we haven't heard from you yet. What was your favorite uniform last night? What did you think of the event?
I thought the event was great. People were, the thing I told people, I said, The biggest takeaway from last night was how accommodating all nine players were last night.
Yes.
I mean, those guys stayed after till everybody had a picture or an autograph or both, whatever they wanted. And I thought that was a class move. People could take pictures with the guys. They were just walking around. I bumped into Chris Kirksey just walking around the crowd like, I don't know where to go next. I got this new uniform on. I don't even know where my clothes are. And, you know, but, I mean, he was taking pictures with people, holding people's kids. Every single player was there last night, was so accommodating. It was really a first-class event in that aspect.
It was. And I think that in itself, and I'm not stating this to be fact, but I would assume that those nine guys weren't coached to do that. There was no time frame that they were given of when they needed them, when they had to leave.
Like, I was under the impression that as soon as the event was over, they were done.
Mine too. And that's my whole point. And that's where I'm
kind of... Because it was an event, it was for the fans.
Exactly. And that's the transition I'm trying to make is, again, you've got a group of guys that were selected, you know, for certain reasons, yes, because they're good people, they're good players. And in some cases, you know, in Armani Bryant's case, young guy, Chris Kirksey's case, you know, not even a full-time starter, but a contributor, a young guy, were chosen for a reason to model these uniforms and represent this new organization, this new fresh start that these uniforms bring in. And then again, as I look, you know, with the uniform right in front of me, what pops out to me is those guys wanted to embrace the dog pound the same way that the dog pound is in the collar. That connection
yep.
that is being made between player and fan, you saw that both in the jerseys and from Nike and Alex Shiner and Jimmy Haslam and putting it there for a reason, but you saw it from the players. You saw the connection from the players to appease, as you said, Gibbs, every autograph, every picture, and their time, which, again, is sometimes constrained when you're a professional athlete.
Yeah, Gary, I thought it was great. I thought the event, you know, I mean, people were able to just walk around. You know, you heard John and Chardon talk about it. He got to meet Jim Brown. His kid got an autograph. There were a lot of legends walking around last night, which was great. It was just a very kind of informal event, and I saw a lot of people buying jerseys. It was a good night for sales last night.
It was, and as Alec pointed out,
apparently, I was
there's
told
not many other teams that can do that.
I was told they crashed the Nike site last night.
Really?
Trying to, with the demand for the jerseys, it was the highest traffic night in the history of ClevelandBrowns.com as well. Over 2.5 million visits.
Okay, my wife brought a great friend, Rachel, who has two sons, 7 and 4, and she walked out with two jerseys, you know? So it was a great night, and they were under lock and key early, but once those locks were taken off and the uniforms were exposed, it was a mad dash to the retail store to get your new jerseys.
It was. People wanted to get them, then they got them, and you saw them all over the place, all over town last night, and I thought that was what was cool. I was driving on my way home from the convention center, and you saw people walking the streets in the new jerseys.
And again, to just to reference the Fan on the Street segment that you could catch this Sunday, the hour-long edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns.
I know, no Dog Pound Report.
No Dog Pound Report, an hour edition, so you're getting, you know, double dose of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Is I would say, based on the 20 to 25 individuals that I interviewed, at least 50% of them were wearing a brand new jersey that I interviewed.
Which I like.
Which
is good.
So,
that's good.
Exactly.
It is good. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back wrapping up our first hour. 216-578-0850. What'd you think of the jerseys? What's your favorite combination? Also, dip into the Twitter mailbag. Tweet at Nathan Zagura, at MattWilhelm35, at Browns_daily. Use the hashtag mailbag for any and all Browns questions. When we return here on the Uniform Reveal post-game edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.